track 9, and we come back to the news stories again. You may have heard on the news this week that the future of Homebase is doubtful as it goes into administration. The future of Newton Abbott's branch of Homebase is uncertain as the company collapses. Around 2,000 jobs are at risk nationally after Hilco, the owner of Homebase, put the company into administration. Norton Group Holdings Limited, who own The Range, is buying 70 of Homebase's stores, as well as the brand, which will safeguard around 1,600 jobs. But this still leaves 49 shops and thousands of jobs at risk. Newton's Abbott store could be among the 49, but equally it could be among the 70 that are safe. The 49 at-risk shops will continue as normal, while 10AO, the administrators appointed by Hilco, look for a buyer. The Homebase brand will continue online, and the physical shops will become The Range stores.
Pudsey visit raises £670. Pudsey Bear's visit to Tynmouth on Friday, November 15th, raised £670 for the Children in Need appeal. Pudsey, accompanied by members of the Rotary Club of Tynmouth, made his way around the town and even gate-crashed the Stars of Tynbridge Volunteer Awards ceremony at the pavilions. It was fantastic to accompany Pudsey Bear as he made his annual trip to Tynmouth. The generosity of people is amazing, and Pudsey very much appreciates the kindness of everyone, said former Tynmouth Rotary President Nicola Burgess. The Rotary Club of Tynmouth has a strong commitment to help the youth of Tynmouth and is always keen to hear suggestions on how they can continue this work. The club meets on Wednesday evenings.
Police seek break in cat abduction. Police are calling for witnesses to come forward with information after a cat was abducted from Exeter and dumped on the streets of Newton Abbott. Geoffrey, a 2-year-old tabby, is believed to have been taken by a group of youths on or around Tuesday, the 16th of October. The teens put him in a backpack and took him on the train from Exeter to Newton Abbott. It is believed they let the frightened feline loose in the carriage of the train before they let him go in Newton Abbott. Geoffrey was left to wander the streets for nearly 3 weeks before he was reunited with his owner, Liz Pole. Police are appealing for anybody with information or relevant CCTV or who may have been on the train between Exeter and Newton Abbott to get in touch. Not only did Liz and her family have to deal with the pain of losing Geoffrey, but while looking for him, they were also the victims of a number of prank calls. 2 weeks after Geoffrey went missing, Liz received a call from a group of boys who claimed that they had Geoffrey at Sports Direct. The family raced over to find nobody there. They received a similar call later that night, where a group of youngsters claimed to have Geoffrey at St. Thomas Railway Station in Exeter. I asked them to send photos as it was late and we had already been pranked, but the caller claimed that the camera on their phone was not working. Eventually, there was hope when an identical cat to Geoffrey was posted to Hector's House Facebook page. Hector's House had scanned the neutered cat, but as he was not microchipped, they left him where he had been found with a paper collar. As Geoffrey had been chipped when he was a kitten, they concluded it was not him. However, as this had been the only credible sighting, when Hector's House picked up the cat again, they asked Liz to come over. It was obvious when they were reunited that Hector was back with his family. Hector House are calling for pet owners to get their animals' microchips checked at every vet visit. It's extremely rare for them to fail, but they can migrate out of the skin in the first month or two after implant, a spokesman said. Liz and her family are overjoyed to have Geoffrey back at home. He was the runt of the litter and an orphan, so he was hand-reared, said Liz. He's always been very sociable, which is possibly what got him into trouble.
Libraries across Teignbridge are offering free driving theory test practice. Libraries Unlimited has introduced a new free service for its members to take advantage of Theory Test Pro, a highly realistic online simulation of the UK's driving theory tests. Theory Test Pro contains all the official test questions licensed from the DVSA, the people who set the tests. It includes an online version of Highway Code, as well as realistic hazard perception video simulations and much more. Theory Test Pro is available to Libraries Unlimited members. And we do realise that this is not something that will be of direct relevance to you, but you may well know someone for whom this is of interest.
Celebrating 30 years of organising Poppy Appeal, a Teignmouth couple have celebrated their 30-year anniversary of organising the town's Poppy Appeal for Remembrance Sunday. Alan and Mandy Riley have been responsible for ordering wreaths for the remembrance service, organising street collections, and delivering poppies and merchandise such as keyrings and snapband bracelets to schools and businesses in the town since 1994. However, the couple have been involved in Teignmouth's Poppy Appeal for even longer. Around 50 wreaths are ordered for the Teignmouth Remembrance Service, and collections in the town generate around £7,000 a year. I wasn't in the forces, so I thought I could do this to help show my support, said Alan. I find it really rewarding, especially when some older people cross the road to put money in the collection box, even when they don't necessarily want to take a poppy, he added. Alan and Mandy are grateful to Byron Beecham and Jamie Eyre at the Brass in Teignmouth, which serves as Teignmouth's poppy appeal base, as well as allowing the appeal to use the pub to count its collections. Byron and Jamie also run a raffle and organise entertainment to raise money for the Royal British Legion. The Poppy Appeal is the Royal British Legion's biggest fundraising appeal, held during the remembrance period in November each year. The money raised is used to provide vital support to serving and ex-serving armed forces personnel and their families. The charity offers advice and guidance, recovery and rehabilitation, and help in transitioning to civilian life.
Light the night with some festive cheer. A festive community event to kick off the Christmas season gets underway in Dawlish tomorrow night, Friday the 22nd of November. The Town Council have organised a programme of events with two Christmas markets, a live nativity and a lantern parade ahead of the Christmas light switch on. The first of the two markets gets underway at 2 p.m. on Friday with a festive food and drink special ahead of the 5 p.m. lantern parade, which will be led by Father Christmas to the lawn, with the switch officially being thrown to light up the town at 6. Several local live music acts performing in many businesses around the food and drink Christmas market on the Strand, and Britain's Got Talent and X Factor star Russell Jones Jr.